Sir, I myself, I followed in the 21 days fast number.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Sir, my reason for coming out is to learn more, not to argue. I want to learn more, sir. And what I want to learn about is, I believe Jesus Christ came because all have sinned, based on the sin of Adam and Eve.
Yes.
And through baptism, we are now reconciling to Christ.
Through what?
Through baptism.
No.
Okay, so I want to learn more, sir.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are reconciled.
Okay. Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Now, how can we... Because my reason for asking this question, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, Bible said all have sinned and come short of glory of God. Now, if a child is born and did not live up to the age of answering for himself, for instance, to go for the immersion of a baptism, and the person, God decided to call the person back without baptism. How are we sure the person will make heaven, sir?
See, there are two ways I can answer you.
Yes, sir.
But the general one, because the other one will take me very long.
Okay, sir.
The general one we should all know is this God that we serve is a righteous judge.
Yeah.
He will only judge you for what you are guilty of.
Yeah.
Life is, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Yes.
That whosoever believeth.
Yeah.
Now, where do you place that child in that scripture?
Sir.
Does he believe? How can you believe in what you don't know?
Sir, my background is Anglican Church, sir, for instance. And in Anglican Church, as an infant, as a small child.
Sorry, let's talk Bible.
No, I'm going to Bible.
No, talk Bible.
Sir, there's something I want to bring out.
Yes.
Because of question you asked now. We baptized when we are small.
I have
and
just told you, brother,
I
have knocked off infant baptism. Because the infant cannot be held guilty of anything. That is why the blood of Jesus Christ was shed.
Sir, but Bible said all have sinned.
When he say all, it means all that can be found guilty. It means all that can be found guilty. All. Of course, if you pass through Adam, the curse of sin is upon all mankind.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus Christ speaks for those little children because God said the angels for those children stand before him daily. So certainly those children, they are under the blood. Now, let me go further. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen. The Bible says something in Romans chapter 8.
Yes.
It says, verse 28, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are they called according to his purpose.
Yes.
Remember that there is a book of life.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Maybe let me go back that way.
Yeah.
You believe in the book of life?
I believe.
There are names written there.
Yes.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
There are names written there.
Yes, sir.
And you know that it is because of those names that are written in the book of life that Jesus Christ came.
Yes, sir.
So it means only those whose names are in the book of life that will be saved.
I have a question, sir. I have a question, sir. My question is this, sir.
Yes.
All of us sitting down here, it's God that knows those that their names are written in the book of life.
I have asked you, I say you believe in the book of life. You say yes.
Yes.
I say you believe there are names written there.
I
say
yes.
You say yes.
Yeah.
You say you also believe that the names were written from the foundation of the world.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. That means it is because of those names that Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary. Do you believe it?
I believe.
You believe it?
Yeah.
So it means if that child's name is in the book of life, that child will be saved, correct?
Yes.
Correct? If the name is not in the book of life, the child will not be saved. Am I correct?
Sir, then I have a question, sir. Sorry, I want to learn.
Okay, let me hear your question.
My question is this, sir. One of my questions now is, how old will one a child get to before he comes for baptism?
The age that he can be old enough to confess Jesus Christ as his Lord and personal Savior.
Yeah.
That is the age.
Okay. The age is okay. Now, John chapter 1, verse 12, sir. What's up, my son?
He came to his. Okay.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name.
Yes.
Now, I want to ask, that anybody's name is not written in that book of life, and that person later confess this name that Jesus is Lord.
Can I ask you?
Ask me, sir.
What qualifies somebody's name to be in the book of life? Have you found out?
That is what is written. I saw here now. What is
written
in John chapter 1?
Verse 11 says he came to his own. His own received him not.
Yes.
Then verse 12 says, but as many as received him.
Yes.
Those many. We are also made to know that there is a book of life with names. God, through foreknowledge, know the many that will receive him. We come to Romans chapter 8. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sir.
Sir.
John chapter 4. Can we read John chapter? Is it John chapter 6, verse 44? John chapter 6, verse 44. Have you considered this scripture? Sir, read it.
Yes. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day.
No man can come to him. I want to see. I'm trying to make you understand or know how to read the Bible. Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28. Can we read it? Jesus said, come unto me.
Yes.
All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth should not perish, but have everlasting life. Have eternal life. And Jesus himself again is saying here, no man can come to me except the Father who sent me draw you.
Yes. Yes, that's one of God.
So it means you are a Christian today because the Father draw you.
Yes.
Now, somebody else who died as an unbeliever, maybe your brother, your sister, that died as an unbeliever, died because God did not draw him to Jesus. Correct?
Yes, yes.
So, the question is, why did he draw you and not draw that one also? Is he partial? No! The same reason why he draw you will be the same reason why that child will not die until he come of age. And the same reason why another child will die as an infant without knowing Christ. Thank you.
Sir, my last question, please.
I'll finish with you. Any other thing?
Just last question from what you said, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, what you said is correct, sir. The area of, Jesus said, I've come to my people, but they did not receive me. Now, the question now is, those that he called his people that not receive him, their names are written in the book of life in the first place.
Praise God. The knowledge that God is not a human being. He is not saving us by gamble. He's not putting somebody's name in the book of life, and I hope as I'm putting now, you will disappoint me. Because God knows tomorrow from today, correct?
That's true.
So God knows whether you disappoint him or not, does he? Yes. So those who claim to be born again today and then tomorrow they are back to prostitution, will you say their names are in the book of life? No, because God will not put such a name in the book of life. By foreknowledge, he knows those who will come, and he knows if he does this to them. If I send this man, go prison yard, he will break down, go see me.
Thank you, son.
He knows how to catch every one of us. It's not gambling. That is the problem we have. I know, I expected you to quote Apostle Paul say, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling." That's a different understanding from the way it's presented to us. Ooh, yes, sister?
Daddy, God bless you.
God bless you too.
Please, my question is, can someone who receives Holy Spirit still see himself eating in dream?
Yes.
I want to know why.
Somebody who has received the Holy Ghost, which can even kill you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is freedom, isn't it? It's freedom. Now you are a child of God. You are a heavenly person. But you are still in this flesh. Praise God. In Nigeria here, the constitution guarantees freedom. Fundamental human rights. Freedom of movement. Correct? If you are true Nigerian, but if you are here illegally, you know, it's not applicable to you. But you are born and bred here, you carry Nigerian passport. According to the law, policeman cannot arrest you and keep you in detention for more than 24 hours without taking you to court. But are Nigerians not staying 2 weeks in police cell? Answer me.
Say more than
six. More than. Yeah. But do they ever put a lawyer there like that?
No.
No. Do they ever put a rich man like that, educated man, do they put it like that? Do you think they can hold me like that? Because as you do that, when I sue you, finish. Why? What law will I use? Because the constitution guarantees me freedom. Because I am a Nigerian. So, even if I kill person, you must, praise God, you must take me to court. But you can obtain an order from the court to keep me longer for the purpose of investigation. Praise God. That's what the police wanted to do with me here during our crisis. They were planning with the agents that were sponsoring them to go and lock me and Pastor Thomas. We were the two pastors then, so that they can come and close this place and say no service. Then they phoned me that we should come to the police, that there is a petition against us. They cook one petition, choosing church, cook the position petition. Then they say we should come. You know, I'm saying it openly because it's not a lie. It was choosing church. They swore one lie affidavit. And then they say we should come on phone. Then I told them, I said, on phone, say, no, if you want me to go to the police station, you will write me, invite me by writing. That's what the law says. Then they wrote the letter and said we should come. Then I come see the setting. I say, this is what these people are planning. Oh. You know why I'm giving you this example? So it is spiritually. So I had to do something also They were using the Lagos State Police Commissioner. Then, before the day, they were expecting me to come. Order came from Abuja, from the IG office. That all the cases involving Brian Assembly should be transferred to Abuja. They said, yeah. Because I know the game. The weapon of our warfare, they are not. Why will you talk about warfare if there's no battle to be fought? You have the Holy Ghost, your battle just starts, including eating in drink, witches and wizards, the enemy, your friends, before we turn to your enemies. Everywhere you go, there is a light around you that darkness will be reacting. They will be looking for your trouble. But we are victorious. Yes, we are victorious. Glory be to God, who has given us victory. Oh, victory. We are victorious. Yes, we are victorious. Glory be to God, who has given us victory. Praise the Lord. So we can be attacked. And remember, the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Thank you. There is power in knowledge. Yes, brother.
Praise the Lord. That God will bless you and increase the anointing on you, sir.
Amen.
Anyway, this is my first time of coming here, but I'll be constantly joining me online.
Online member. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. For quite some time now, we have been listening to you online. But from my colleagues there, that was a little, from your messages. So there was a little conversation between me and them. That something I was telling them about, we now have been saying it. And up to today, they still remain adamant on it to believe.
What is
and
it?
Now, come to this question. Now, the question is this. We heard you talking about husband and wife, that according to the Bible, and that is the truth. The Bible recommended in marriage that a man should marry only but one wife. Now, the question is this. Somebody has been keeping the commandments of God, doing all his or her possible best to do all the things that are required of him as far as God is concerned. And he's perfect. Now, because he went further and married more than one wife, can that alone lead him or her to hell? Now, that's first question.
No, let me understand the question.
Okay.
If I understand you, you say he was living a perfect life, a godly life.
Yeah.
Then you say he went further in his righteousness to marry a second wife.
A second wife, because of maybe one reason and the other, maybe childlessness and all other things, and decided, okay, I want to make this woman a second wife.
While in his righteousness, and he was perfect. So can he go to hell?
That's the question. I was telling them that because they were like,
he was not in any form of perfection. He was not a Christian. Nothing. No believer under any reason should go and marry a second wife. Wife, no be property. Well, you say this one's spoiled, but I'm not going to throw away. You are going to see people make a good new one. It is for better for worse. When I get picking, not get picking. That the one where God give me be that. We go stay like that and walk it out. We will stay together. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah? Nothing. Okay, stop. Say with the talk. Have some one woman run, come out for a husband house or discussing with my wife. Then my wife was telling me, yes now, even me, I will run away. Then I tell her, I say, you run, go where? They don't go where? Anywhere you go, they pursue you, go there. Anywhere you enter, they follow you, go. Say what happened. Why you don't leave the town where I'm young? Then now where I'm old, they leave, go. Lie, lie, I will follow you, they go. Say, I will follow you, go. I will follow you, go. They go anywhere. For better, for worse, they are together. Yes.
Okay, sir. Now somebody married two wife or three wife. But after accepting Jesus as his and Lord and personal Savior, realizing that it's bad for a man to marry more than one wife, and now decided that, okay, out of these two wives, he wants to send one of them away. And he wants to send away the one that have not given birth. Maybe the first one have given birth. Now the second one have not
the
given
Bible
birth.
The Bible does not permit any of them at all from going. Okay. If they desire to stay with him. When you marry, no matter how many, 3, 4, 5 wives, before you become a Christian, you are not to put away any of them for any reason. Because you say now you are a Christian. It is a wrong doctrine. The only thing the Bible says is that such a man cannot be a minister of God and cannot be a deacon. But he will be in a church, he will receive the Holy Ghost, and all of him and his family, they will go to heaven. When we reach heaven, no confusion, because there will be no marriage there. No confusion. That teaching is wrong. Very, very wrong. God bless you. The last sister.
Sir, my own question is on Luke 22:19. Concerning what? Holy Communion.
What does it say? Luke 22:19. Luke 22, and he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Yes?
Sir, when I came across this verse in my Bible, I then realized why Catholics used to celebrate Mass, as in Holy Communion, on a daily basis. So, whereas in our church here, we do it once in a month. So,
no.
I want you
praise
to throw
God.
More light.
Did you say Catholic? Eh?
Yes, sir, because I asked. They said they are doing it in remembrance of that Jesus Christ said.
Wait. Can we open Matthew 26 from verse 26? Let's get the complete picture there. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it. And break it and gave it to the disciple and said, take it, this is my body. Verse 27. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. Catholics, do they take wine?
Sometimes, sir.
Which time?
Sometimes they do take.
Praise God. Only once. Listen, I have never been a Catholic, but I have tried to learn a lot of things in Christianity so that when I stand to talk, I will talk authoritatively. Listen, the only time you are entitled to take wine is after your confirmation. After your confirmation, once in your life as a Christian, the remaining days until you die is the wafer. That body of Jesus Christ they put in your tongue. You go. Only the priest, they check the wine. But it's okay. There is something I believe you are referring to. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 24. I believe maybe this is where you are. Amen. Listen. Okay, verse 23. From verse 23. He said, for I have received of the Lord, this is Apostle Paul, that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Verse 25. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. It means there is no time frame. It is as often as you can do it. In the Acts of Apostles, the Bible said they were even going daily. They were breaking bread from house to house. So, you determine how often. There is no time specified. So, some churches do it every Sunday. Some do it once every week. We here decided to do it once in a month. It is as often as you do it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yes.
Praise the Lord, church. Thank you, sir. Please, my first question is about this baptism issue. I went to a deliverance program in a church, and we were taught strictly that any baptism that is done in immersion and anywhere around the river has something to do with marine spirit, that we should avoid it. That's number one.
So where are you to do it now?
The name of the church is Mountain of Fire.
He said, where are you to do the baptism?
They say we should avoid it.
But they should tell you where to go now. If they say don't go here, they must tell you where to go now.
They never specify.
No, maybe you didn't hear. Don't they baptize there?
They didn't know.
They don't baptize?
I don't know.
Then how do they teach remission of sins? No, I think maybe you didn't get them. A church like that must be baptizing. Please, any other person to corroborate this? Any Mountain of Fire person here, please? You went through it, eh?
How?
Please stand up and corroborate that.
Mountain of Fire baptized. I baptized in Mountain of Fire before I rebaptized here.
How?
In Yaba.
Where is it, a swimming pool or a river?
In a pool like this.
They created one in the church.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Of course, they are Trinitarian.
Praise the Lord, church.
Yes.
Please, Pastor, I just want to make reference to an experience I had in one of the bride church somewhere in Egondo concerning this Mountain of Fire. In fact, they attended a program and they were asked to baptize according to the Bible way. Now, being a Mountain of Fire member, they were taken to a pool in one of the hotels in the Gbeda area. And this brother saw that in front of the hotel, you know, this axe work that looked like mami water something.
Yes.
In fact, the brother looked at it and said, he has accepted the message to be baptized in this Bible way, but he cannot baptize in this environment because there are presence of marine spirits. Based on the picture they saw. Now, this same brother also was taken, because the brother was curious to baptize them. He was taken to a river around. The brother vehemently refused to be baptized in that river. And he was asked a question, why this kind of religious spirit, why you have accepted the message? And the brother said, in their church, that's Mountain of Fire, they are Mountain of Fire members, that in their church, they baptize only in their headquarters. That is where demon is not dwelling.
What of you? Is that where you baptize? You? Eh? In the church?
No, at headquarters in Yaba.
The church headquarters?
Yes, in Yaba.
So what of those who are outside Lagos? Okay, maybe the church, the branch there, we have a pool they will create there. Okay, praise the Lord. Well, that is as far as their doctrine is concerned. You may be running away from Ami water, still enter there and still come out and do it on scriptural way.
Praise the Lord.
And still it was a wrong baptism. But let me tell you something, church. Particularly that church, Mountain of Fire. There is a way you talk too much about demons. And then you create an atmosphere that is infested by demons. You see? Until before you know what, you'll be afraid of even touching your wife. Your wife will be afraid of touching you. And then before you know what, everybody around, now demon, you are the only angel. And the truth is, it is another life of bondage. The Bible says, whom the Son of Man has set free. It's free, indeed. It's free. And church, there several times in the Bible, you will hear God tell his children, fear not. Fear not. Can I tell you, brother, from Mountain of Fire, what Apostle Paul said concerning meat that is offered to idol? Apostle Paul said, eat it, there is nothing there. Church, when you have the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, all powers are under your feet. Praise the Lord. Do you know the Bible speaks about the power of the air? Principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. If you break it down, the mountain of fire way, you will not enter an aeroplane. If you break this thing down further, the mountain of fire way, you will not eat fish that is brought from the sea, marine kingdom. You will not eat fish because it is from marine kingdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They carry the ark of the Lord to cross River Jordan. As soon as the levers step on the bank, the water parted. Amen. He said, in words or in deeds, whatever you do, do what? At the mention of the name of Jesus, what happens? If that pool, Mami Water Nadia, he leave, I come inside this water in the name of Jesus, Mami Water will bow. Hallelujah. You are fear. And then you can't even sleep in your house. Every night, vigil. Where is the peace of the Lord? Where is the joy of the Lord? Every day is battle. My enemy is possessed. My neighbor is possessed. My boss is possessed. My everyone is possessed. My teacher is possessed. My mates are possessed. Everybody is possessed. Where is the joy of the Lord? Hallelujah. I'll finish, Abby.
No, sir.
Yes.
Sir, my second question is.
And the last question. Is that the last question? How many questions do you have?
Three.
Oh, yeah, quickly.
While you were teaching, you said that Jesus Christ, that God came down in human flesh in the name of Jesus, bearing the name Jesus. So my question is, while Jesus was teaching, he said that about sin, he said that the sin of the Holy Spirit against the Holy Spirit cannot be forgiven. If he himself is God and the Holy Spirit and Jesus himself, then those people who have sinned against him while he was, those people who blasphemed, some even called him that he's Beelzebub, several names, does it mean that those people doesn't have forgiveness? Because
if he is what?
Some people say that he's Beelzebub.
No, you say if he is
God.
If he is God.
Yes. And the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit. Is that what I said? Do you have the Holy Ghost?
I believe I do.
You believe?
Yes, sir.
You have the Holy Ghost?
Yes, sir.
That means God is living in you. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Yes. Jesus Christ also had the Holy Ghost. Okay. The difference between us and him is that the Bible says he received not the Spirit by measure, because the fullness was in him. So it makes him and the Father one. If you see me, you see the Father, because he was a carrier of the Father.
Thank you, sir.
Is that clear now?
Yes, sir, I'm clear.
Okay.
My final question is about, yes, sometimes when we do pray, some prayer points like mentioning Holy Ghost fire. In Acts 2, when the Holy Spirit dwelled upon the disciples, they started speaking in tongues and, you know, preaching, and did several miracles afterwards. But I haven't come across anywhere in the Bible where maybe an apostle or anybody was saying, I bind you with the Holy Ghost, or Holy Ghost fire you, or this, that. But I find it very common in many churches where they pray, they will say, Holy Ghost fire my enemy, Holy Ghost fire devil, Holy Ghost fire this. Is that supposed to be? Is it the way it's supposed to be?
No, wait first. Listen carefully. Please listen very well. Who is the Holy Ghost?
Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. So, Jesus Christ dwelling in man.
So it's God himself.
Yes.
Because he's a spirit.
Yes.
So anytime you mention the Holy Ghost, you are actually mentioning God. Now this God, is it the same God of Elijah?
It is.
Now, when Elijah said, if I be a man of God, he said, let fire come down from heaven and consume those soldiers. And fire came and consumed them. Where did that fire come from?
From heaven, I believe.
Eh?
From heaven, I believe.
Did it come from God?
It's from God, yes.
And God is Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Therefore, it is Holy Ghost fire.
Thank you, sir. And we're blessed. Thank you, sir.
Jesus, may you reign. Jesus, may you reign.
May you reign.
Everybody now.
Yes, may you reign. You reign and empty my life. Today.
Anybody where mommy was at this time, Holy Ghost. God bless you. Sit down. Praise the Lord. Okay, I hope we have been blessed by some of these questions. Those of you who wrote your own, we continue next time we have opportunity to answer questions like this.